Welcome to part two, Fired, Pinchot v. Taft, the fight for conservation. After deciding not to run for re-election in 1908, President Roosevelt went about hand-picking his successor. Roosevelt selected and endorsed his Secretary of War, William Howard Taft. A verbal agreement was made between Roosevelt and Taft that Taft would maintain Roosevelt's status quo. He would carry over Roosevelt's cabinet into his own administration and continue the progressive fight for social justice. Although Roosevelt, Taft, and Pinchot all labeled themselves as progressives, it would quickly become clear that the men differed in what they saw as the priorities of the progressive movement and on the best means to go about fulfilling the progressive agenda. The major difference between Roosevelt and Taft would be their interpretation of executive power and corresponding governing style. After Taft defeated Democrat William Jennings Bryan in the election of 1908, Pinchot and Roosevelt devotees became increasingly wary of the incoming president. Taft did not follow through on his pledge to carry over Roosevelt's cabinet. More notably, Pinchot saw Taft's nominee for the Secretary of the Interior, Richard Ballinger, as a grave threat to conservation. After he took office, Taft found Pinchot's broad authority and access to be problematic. Taft burst Pinchot's inflated power, leaving him and his movement vulnerable to attack. Pinchot's fears of Taft, and especially Ballinger, quickly materialized into conflict. The climax of this conflict became known as the Ballinger-Pinchot controversy. The controversy centered itself on the use of government coal lands in Alaska. Louis Glavis, a special agent in the Department of Interior's General Land Office, unearthed potential evidence of collusion among a group of individuals planning to sell their Alaskan coal land rights to the Guggenheim Morgan Group after the rights were granted. After approval was given, the individuals were free to merge their adjoining claims, but in an effort to prevent monopolies, planning to merge before given approval was illegal. Secretary Ballinger also was friends and provided legal services to some of the involved individuals, exposing his conflict of interest. Since his complaints had been ignored in his department run by Ballinger, Glavis sought the assistance of the Forest Service in making his case. Unsurprisingly, Glavis found an ally in Pinchot and the Forest Service. Pinchot wrote Glavis an introduction to President Taft to present his case. After Glavis presented his findings, Taft listened to Ballinger's defense and called his Attorney General, George Wickersham, for guidance, leading him to exonerate Ballinger and to dismiss Glavis. Taft quickly wrote to Pinchot, urging him to not take Glavis's case as his own. Taft feared that if Pinchot took such action, he would be forced to fire Pinchot, and Pinchot would become a martyr for the conservation movement. Once again, fears became reality as Pinchot took Glavis's case as his own. He publicly criticized Taft and called for a congressional investigation. While Pinchot got his congressional investigation, Taft responded by firing Pinchot for insubordination in January of 1910. Taft's break with the Roosevelt administration was now complete.